Leslie Smith on the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com. We'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures talking about the news behind the grain markets today and also your closing numbers here next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
It's the ultimate win-win situation for wheat farmers. Farmers receive the best genetically improved wheat varieties that address their specific needs. And when you invest in varieties created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics, you're investing in the future of your own farm operations. Your investment today allows independent research to continue that returns that investment directly back to you in the form of locally adapted varieties. Help keep OSU's wheat breeding program strong and sustainable. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more. That's OKGenetics.com.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures were quite strong today in all of the contracts. We had corn was the weakest here, only up 3.5 cents at 384 and a quarter in December, about a half cent off of the high. Beans were the leader, up 24.5 cents in November at $9.12. That finished the day 3 cents off their high. Their high was $9.15. But we're through that critical $9 resistance level. And then wheat futures up 12.5 in December. Chicago at 519 and a quarter, 2.5 cents off of the high there. In December, Kansas City up 13.5 at 511 and a quarter, roughly 2 cents off there. So across the board, a really strong grain futures trading day today. There's some technical things that are developing that take the edge off of the bears and giving a little bit of power to the bull camp. Hedge funds are still short wheat and beans, 115 million bushels of wheat, and then 75 million bushels of beans, long 425 million bushels of corn. So overall, they could cover some of that short position, and that could have been what we saw today, some of that bean short being covered. Other than that, there wasn't any real big outside influence today. The stock market's currently down about 17 in the Dow. The U.S. dollar is just up 4.
We'll have more analysis right after this on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else are traders looking at today?
This morning we had the export report, which of course is normally on Tuesdays or on Monday mornings, but it was delayed today due to Columbus holiday. Exports for wheat were 290,000 metric tons. We were expecting 500 to 625, so that was considered bearish. Last week it was 557, so not only bearish to, related to expectations, but also bearish compared to last week. Corn also slightly bearish at 573,000, and we were expecting 625 to 750. And then beans were 1.8 million. The expectations were 1.1 to 1.22. So really bullish for beans, neutral to maybe a little negative corn and extremely negative to the wheat. The crop progress this afternoon is expected to show corn harvest somewhere around 45% complete, bean harvest 65% complete. And then tomorrow, we've got the, tomorrow morning, the FSA monthly acres number. And then on Thursday, the NOPA crush report for the month of September. That'll give us an indication of bean demand. And also this morning, a 240,000 metric ton sale of beans to China for the 15-16 crop year. So several things for the beans that were bullish today, and it looked like that was the main driver.
That's Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. Justin, how can people reach you?
877-431-9805.
In recapping your markets, December live cattle down 37 at 137.20. February down 27 at 139.47. November feeder cattle unchanged at 186.60. January down 7 at 181 even. December lean hogs up 107 at 67.57. February up 35. At 69.72. December Kansas City wheat up 13 and a quarter at 5.11. March up 13 and a quarter at 5.25 and three quarters. December Chicago wheat up 12 and a quarter at 5.19. December corn up 3 3/4 at 3.84 1/2. March up 3 3/4 at 3.95 1/2. November soybeans 26 1/2 higher at 9.14. January up 25 3/4 at 9.18 1/4. December cotton up 2.17 at 63.86. March up 203 at 63.70. That's your market analysis on the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com.